Welcome to Needle Exchange, the stories behind the stitches. I'm Jamie Chalmers, aka Mr. X-Stitch, and today I'm interviewing Severina Sadel. In this second half of our Needle Exchange, Severina shares her ambitions in fashion embroidery, reflects on the push-pull between creativity and career, and gets candid about what it means to pursue art without a roadmap. Plus, we get her picks on books, music, and life growing up without telly. For another artist making mixed media with a hint of darkness, my Needle Exchanges with Ruth Norbury, that's Needle Exchanges 27 and 28, are definitely worth a listen. And if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to hit subscribe and come back next week for another person from the world of needlework. I may even be able to string whole sentences together by then, you never know. But anyway, thanks for listening, enjoy the show.
No doubt, I feel like I'm only one of the judges on the Hand and Not Prize, and we've done our first pass of the judging. So then on the day is when the final judgments take place in the different categories. So who's to say? I know I'm looking forward to seeing the pieces for real.
That's for certain.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I always like as well, and I'm not having any input, but I like when things get weird. There have been some really nicely weird entries this year as well, and I think that's good. A little bit of darkness. I remember when, even with our prize, I think the first time we ever had winners, like one of them was just a collection of dead birds, you know? So it's always like death, pain, those kind of things. And I'm not saying it was about that, but, you know, those kind of things really resonate. So it'd be really interesting to see, and I've no doubt that you're gonna do all right. But these are exciting times. Are you excited?
Yeah. It's a lot going on, but yeah, it's really exciting to look back. I was choked before going, starting the degree. I did it because I have something to tell my grandkids.
Yeah.
That's why I studied in London to tell them. Yeah, so
studied in a palace where King Henry VIII used to live and all that kind of thing. Really nice of you. I love that. Right, shall we dive into some of these kind of, I think we're like relatively lightweight. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to be interested to see if I can take some tips from you about favorite things. Should we start? Do you have a favorite book?
So I'm going to promote another German book. It's called Mumu. It's by Michael Ende. And they're actually making a movie, so I think it's coming out in October. It's a really nice book as well. It's about like valuing time, and there are like evil men, and they steal the time of the people basically. And yeah, it's really philosophical in a way. I like reading these kind of books where you can like interpret different things each time you read it. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Do you read a lot?
Not so much anymore because I usually just busy embroidering or doing other things.
Yeah. I mean, because you said before, like you listen to podcasts and stuff, would you listen to books when you were stitching, audio books and stuff? Would you prefer listen to music or podcasts?
So more podcasts/videos, but I usually don't see the videos. I just hear them.
Look up.
Yeah, no.
What about podcasting? Tell me. I mean, unless they're German, not going to lie, my German, very poor. My dad, German teacher, is a constant source of embarrassment, how bad I am at German as a consequence. do you have any, what are your favorite podcasts? What do you like listening to?
Oh, I need to think. There are a lot. I think it's a British one. It's Sean Atwood, I think. He does a lot of interviews about survivors of like Epstein and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's a really dark.
Lightweight, breezy podcast. Waking up your day.
I like listening to other people's stories. It's really fascinating and just unbelievable to me that people do these things to other people.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, there is a certain, true crime and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
As I said,
I can't watch too many of them because otherwise I get scared, especially of the true crime. and men hiding in every corner. So
Yeah, that's not great, Alec, is it? No, that's true. I did two podcasts recently, and both of the people recommended this thing called the Blind Boy podcast, which is by this Irish artist who, he's from Limerick, and he's got a really lilting voice, and he's neurodivergent, and he talks about all this stuff, various topics. Sometimes it's about sparrows, but it's also about autumnal shifts, and then it's also about like historic storytelling. Like, he pulls all this stuff together, and behind him he just has this really plinky plonky music that's kind of hypnotic in the background or whatever. And I've been getting into that lately as I go out and walk my dog, and it's all very emotive. Music then. Do you have a favorite band?
Not really. I listen to everything, but I wanted to say, like, the album I listened to the most during the making process of Maleficium, it was Solo by Ultimo. I was at the Italian phase. There's Sanremo. It's like a music festival in Italy where they like select the person who goes to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
I started to listen to more Italian music. Yeah.
What genre of music is that?
Oh, it's like pop music, I think.
Yeah. Is it dark and brooding, or is it happy and bubbly?
I mean, it's more melancholic, I would say.
I was going to say, it had to be something. It's not like you're going to be, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, I just listen to, like, beautiful
upbeat. Yeah, and you need to have a similar mood, I guess, to create.
Just out of interest, do you sometimes go out and walk through nature and be amazed at the beauty of the sunlight reflecting off the trees and all of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I like going for walks, like going to like the botanical gardens and stuff. Yeah, I take a tons of pictures of like flowers and stuff.
Every now and again, when I talk to people and their work is quite dark, I just hope. I hope that it's not, you know, 100% darkness.
No.
That sound. What about films? Have you got a favorite film?
Yeah, I would say Howl's Moving Castle. I listened. I said again, listen. I watched a lot of it when I was making one of my pieces in fashion school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that. And I guess, yeah, there is this whole, just there's just this little magical element, isn't there, that runs throughout a lot of your stuff.
It's very comforting.
Yeah. But also kind of, like, grounded magic.
Yeah.
Like quiet magic. Okay, cool. And then the last question then. Is there an interesting fact that not a lot of people know about Severina Seidel?
I grew up without a TV.
Whoa.
I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, my parents did not really, I don't know, we just didn't have one. So I grew up with a lot of things my parents had. So I read a lot of like Asterix, like the comics. It. Yeah. And I read a lot of like the books from my mom, like Krabat and the other one I said before, Momo. Yeah, they're pretty old books, but I like them. And to be honest, I didn't really feel like I was missing something or I was like different from the others. But
Okay, so a couple of follow-on questions then. When was the first time you, like, would you go around to friends' houses and they'd have telly, or did you just not have any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was in kindergarten, and we watched Spirit, like the horse movie.
Okay.
And it was like such a sad movie as well. It was the first, it was very dramatic. And I would go to my grandma and we watch like TV.
Right.
Sometimes.
Do you watch much telly now, or are you fairly laid back about it, or are you completely addicted because you've missed out on it for so long?
I watch mostly YouTube. I don't really watch like Disney Plus or Netflix because there's too many options and then I can't decide what to watch. And I'm like, no, I'm not watching anything. It's just too overwhelming.
Okay. Now, the other question, which I am actually more interested now in, is about Asterix. And have you got a favorite Asterix book?
Oh, that's difficult.
Can you remember the first one? Like, I can remember the first one I read, which is bonkers. The first one I ever read was Asterix and the Big Fight, where they accidentally knocked the druid out and he has to make, like, they're trying to get him to remember how to make the magic potion, and he makes all these ones that change different colors and stuff like that.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, I love all of them. I think the first one was, I don't know how it's called in English, it's where they try to build like this town, like around their like little village,
right?
We call it Trabantenstadt. I don't know how it's called in English.
Okay. So with the Romans, they just try and build all the way around.
Yeah. And then they all, like at the village, they all sell suddenly like fish and antiques. that was the first, I think, that at least that I like owned before I always went to the library and got them. But
and
yeah.
Because it made me laugh, because I've got a couple now for my girls, and it just makes me laugh. Over here, I don't know if it would be the same, because they were French, weren't they? So they would have been translated into German. Did they have, like, all the silly names, like the chief being called Vital Statistics and the bar being...
No, we call them different, but they're still, funny names. Yeah. I think it's Asterix is the same.
Obelix. Asterix and Obelix and Dogmatics. Yeah.
No, we call them Edifix.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the French version, like Edifix. Then, like the blacksmith was Automatics.
Right. Yeah. Nice. What about the bard? Because he was called Cacophonix over here. Because of
no, Troubadix.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever read Tintin? I always felt like Asterix and Tintin kind of came quite closely together.
Oh, Tintin.
Tintin, like the Belgian detective.
I don't think I read it. I think my brother might have, but it was more like Asterix. I really like their drawing style.
If you ever have children, let them watch telly, or will you try and bring them up in a healthy way?
Hopefully in a healthy way. I mean, I'm not sure if TV is such a, like... I mean, TV programs, at least, it's not such a huge thing anymore. So I think in small doses, like we obviously, we got like DVDs and stuff, but then you only had like a few options and then you would just rewatch those. Mm. We actually had like Asterix, like some DVDs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what someone said the other day, that like all the streaming services, the fact that we don't watch DVDs anymore, you'd always get DVDs and they'd have like the director's commentary and then have all these other people talking about it. And that whole thing is just like evaporated because the streaming...
I always loved watching them because I only had like a few DVDs, so you watch everything that's on there.
yeah, that sounds... Maybe there's a niche market there somewhere, but you should do a film of your work with a director's commentary over the top of it. Explaining the intricacies of it. Well, no, I'm really... I mean, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Being a prize winner on the Mr. X Stitch Contemporary Needlework Prize. No mean feat, straight out of the gates. And that's what I mean. I'm excited to see how it goes with Hand and Lock and one of those sorts of things. And I just...
I just
wish you good luck. You're in exciting
Thank
time
you.
Now.
Yeah,
coming out strong, so it's going to be pretty exciting. So,
yeah,
Severina,
thanks
for having a needle exchange.
Thank you for inviting me, it was really nice.
Cool.